N2OG and 3PKJ.
And 3PKJ and 2OG.
N2OG and 3PKJ. Hello again there, Scott.
Sound a little bit better with 25 watts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little less bacon frying on you, but heck, you can probably go down to 5 and be fine. Now, your audio's a lot stronger on that radio compared to your Bofang, that's for sure.
AJ, N2OG.
N2OG and 3PKJ.
Does it sound better with 50 watts, over?
Yeah. Like I said a little bit ago, you could probably drop down to 5 and be fine.
KJ and 2OG, 20 watts now, over.
Keto, so go down to 5.
3PKJ and 2OG, 5 watts, over.
Hardly any difference between 20 to 5. So, yeah, that answers that question. You only need like 5, heck, if you could do it, which I know that the 991 doesn't, you could probably drop down to a watt and be perfectly fine. Okie doke, I'll be here in 3PKJ.
N3PKJ and 2OG, 1 watt.
Still quite readable. A little bit more noise on you, but nothing I would worry about.
That's good to know. It's the same antenna, I just, put it onto the handheld here, and that's good. I'll just leave it on monitor and let it run all day like this. Somebody talks, and I can jump up and say something. Usually, as I'm on HF, I don't hear anybody or talk to anybody, but it's good that we got Echo Link, and we need to, if we actually need to talk to each other while we're making. Trying to contact each other on HF. We can do it this way, over.
Yeah, roger. For the heck of it, what's my audio sound like on your end? Because, of course, I'm sitting here, you know, using the Yeti on the computer. And I really never heard it. On the other end, do you even know what I sound like? I know what the old microphone that I used to use sound like on Echo Link, but I have no idea what this one sounds like. I'm assuming that it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds fine. I don't know if you could give it a little more bass. I think that would make...
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any way of doing that. I kind of wish that there was. Well, I mean, I could. I mean, I could get some post software, you know, something like Banana or VoiceMeter and go that route. But, you know, far no more did I use this mic for. It's not worth to me trying to figure that out and getting it to work.
It's certainly readable. I wouldn't call it super high fidelity, but what do you expect? It's great. I mean, there's no static. It's very clear. 100% readable. So, over.
Yeah, I mean, and also go with knowing what the frequency response is on this microphone, you know, with that dip, you know, like you said, you know, what do you expect? I mean, nobody really, really, really was that extremely worried about it. You know, like I said, I could, you know, post, manage to, voice meter, banana, or, you know, one of those. But, you know, in the end, is it actually worth it? To me, not really.
Yeah, you can get it to sound really good here, but you switch to another node or something, and they've got some other settings going on, or you're bouncing off a lot of networks, who knows what it'll do to it, so not worth it, as long as you're sounding good. That's the main thing, so. Okay, well, that's good. We won't tie up the band here, the repeater, so say 7-3s to you for now, and talk several ways during the day. Over.
Hey there, Scott. We'll talk to you again. NQOG from N3PKJ.